You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everybody. Happy Friday. We've had an entire week on the show dedicated to paying really close attention to and listening to our bodies. Every Friday, I have a little self-care practice for you, something actionable that you can go and do to help you feel better and really get a feel-good vibe going all through the weekend.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to paying attention to our bodies and listening to our needs, we often think of physical things that we need, of course, like hydration and nourishment and movement and rest. But it's really important that we take a moment to tune into our emotional well-being. I find some days the best thing I can do for my self-care is to do the thing I've been putting off for a long time. To take care of something that has been bringing me stress, to get something off of my plate, or to set a boundary with someone. Oftentimes, a lot of the stress that manifests in physical ways in our bodies actually comes from emotional stress and pressure within. So I want to give you just a little opportunity right now to tune in and see if you can identify something that has been weighing you down lately. If you can get really present with yourself, listen to your body, and connect with a place inside that's been feeling just a little bit heavy lately. For me, sometimes it's that thing that I know I should be doing or that I should be taking care of, and I just haven't gotten to it. I have things I sometimes procrastinate that just kind of grow inside of me, and I feel this pressure of having to take care of something. And oftentimes that thing I have to do is hard and it's a drag and I don't want to do it. But doing that thing can be a great thing to do for my self-care. It can be the thing that lifts my spirit for the whole entire weekend ahead. And sometimes it's just our hearts asking us for a little bit of presence. Maybe there's someone we're spending time with in our lives right now that actually doesn't make us feel good. Maybe there's a shift we could be making in our daily routine that could really serve us. Perhaps we're holding on to old narratives and old stories about what we should be doing and who we're supposed to be. And we just walk around all day feeling like we're not measuring up. All of these things can lead to massive stress. And it's actually stress that, even though it doesn't feel that way, it is within our control. and a really beautiful thing to offer ourselves, really a gift to give to yourself, is to identify and get really present with the thing that is weighing you down right now. The thing that feels heavy, that feels hard, that you need help with, that you don't want to do, that story you're telling yourself that maybe isn't even true. Get really present with that thing so that you can address it today. This might look like picking up the phone and telling a person you don't want to hang out today. It might look like asking your partner or your spouse or your person for help around the house. It might be calling a babysitter to get some help with the kids so you can have some time to yourself. It might look like saying no to something that you've already said yes to. It might look like shifting some things around in your calendar so that you don't have too much on your plate if you can. It might look like something, you know, simple, like taking a bath instead of taking that meeting that you've been dreading, if you can allow yourself that grace. Define and find out for yourself right now, what is something that's been weighing you down and how can you address it today? And you can address it in a small way, but it has to come with a little bit of an action. Fridays are not just about contemplation and meditation, but I want to see an action item from you here so that you actually move the needle a little bit, move things forward, and get some of that internal stress to go away. I know there's something sitting inside of you right now that you so could do without. What is that thing, and how can you give yourself just a little bit of grace today? Thank you so much for being here with me. I appreciate you so, so much. Keep listening to your body. Keep paying attention. Keep taking care of yourself. And Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.